Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
She's a sweet little
WHAC TM Hot Radio Live, Monday, December 13th. Monday, could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? That's the discussion tonight. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the time. Good afternoon in the morning time.
All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia. Give it up for Dee Dee.
All right. What's going on?
All right.
Why, hey.
Welcome to the show. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hey, now.
How y'all doing this evening?
Money Monday. Tonight, the discussion surrounds an imperative question that can't seem to be figured out by Capitol Hill. What happens when a nation's collective psyche, when millions of once productive people remain out of work for months and even years? Could our gifts and talents be a source of potential income? Let's talk about it. Call us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's Money Monday here on TM Hyman Radio Live. I say yes, unemployment could absolutely be a gift, an opportunity, a blessing sometimes, not always a curse. Because what is, in fact, a gift or a talent? I have several, not to boast or to brag, but the brother's multi-talented. And I think some of my talents are stalled, being that my 9-to-5 dominates a lot of my time. I'm grateful for my job. It pays the bills. I'm dependent, complacent when it comes to my job. But gifts and talents, could they potentially be a source of income for us? What do you think, ladies?
Of course. I mean, like, if you took what you did at that 9-to-5, if you took that and applied it into something that you were really interested in, I'm quite sure that you would be as, you know what I'm saying, that would be as profitable for you. Like, it would be instant gratification, first of all. just out of the natural success of it. And then, secondly, yeah, I'm quite sure you would generate the same amount of money, if not more. But I don't know. I believe the same of, like, my father. I think my father, because my father works for the city, but he also has that, he's a videographer. And I think that if he wasn't working, you know, for the city, that he would probably make way more than he even makes at the city. Like, I think Dee Dee, she's about to, like, you know, she's about to see way more than she's ever saw at working for anybody else. We all are. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point of it. We are to use our gifts. And a lot of times, you know, we can't fulfill, like, any dreams or any of that because we get caught up in having to survive.
Right. You know, I don't want to downplay the reality of unemployment at all. It's at an all-time high in this country. But I think sometimes the fear of unemployment and the fact that we no longer have some of the things we used to have, our comfort level, you know, diminishes. And, in fact, we become depressed sometimes because of that. But, folks, all of us have gifts and talents that we're sitting on, and we haven't tried to exploit them in any way. And today I say, pull yourself together. Get up off the couch. Get up out of that low place and really try to exercise your gifts and talents. You'd be shocked at how prosperous it could become for you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, on another note right quick, speaking of unemployment, the Jets coach, Sal, I think is Alosi,
tripped Nolan Carroll during yesterday's game. Did anybody see that?
Got it on camera. They got it on camera.
Now, if you weren't watching the game yesterday, because I actually saw it in a replay mode, the Dolphins and the Jets played yesterday. The Dolphins stomped the Jets. And the Jets coach he said, "I made a mistake," and showed a lapse in judgment. But his ass has been suspended for the rest of the season, and I hope he stays unemployed, because that was just ridiculous. He stuck his foot out and just tripped Nolan. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, and like, it was like, are you serious? You're a grown man. That was a little
inexcusable
right there. Yeah, he knew better. He's way too old for that. Way too old.
That's claimed he showed a lapse in judgment, but he's been suspended for the rest of the season. That's Jets coach Sal, I think it's Alosi. I'm going to call his ass Alosi. I don't care if it's right or wrong. 917-889-3926. Tonight's topic, could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? What, in fact, are your gifts and talents? Didi, what would you say your gift or your talent was? And how are you exercising it?
I think I have a gift to help people. And how am I doing that? I'm going to school to become educated and trained so that I can effectively and efficiently help those in need by way of massage therapy. I feel that God has called me in that direction as far as helping people. I feel like I have a gift. Not only that, I feel like I have a gift for chemistry. And what I mean by that, too, is all my life I said I wanted to be an accountant and a chemist. And it's funny how I went to school to become an accountant, and the chemistry part of it, I thought I was going to be a chemist, but the chemistry part is coming together in the aromatherapy portion of my massage therapy that I'm training that I'm taking up. Because in aromatherapy, that's all you get to do is mix different essential oils together to find different blends in order to help specific needs, like to help for cellulite, to help with scars, to help with appetite suppressants. I mean, just to help with illnesses, ailments, digestion, asthma. And I get to blend all kinds of essential oils as if I was, you know, an actual chemist. But I'm going to be a professional aromatherapist. So, but I got off the subject, however. But those are my gifts and talents. And right now, I'm not using them as I am. I'm using them in practice. But I will definitely be on the ball as soon as I get fully educated and trained and come at the end of March. So that's how, those are my gifts and talents, and I do feel that God has put me on the path to use those to the best of my ability and for his purpose.
No doubt. It's Money Monday. Could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Let the whole city know. that I'm about to blow, and I ain't even pushing coke. And you ain't gotta tell me, babe, I know you think I'm dope. I know you like my style, I know you like my smile. She like the way I walk, she like the way I talk. And when the lights off, I'm still glowing in the dark. Make them breathe with no air, man, I got the joint spark. Got the flow to let them know, OBC be hitting, yo. And I stay up on my grind, and you don't want no friction, folks. Got the flow to let them know, OBC be hitting, yo. And I stay up on my grind, and you don't want no friction, folks. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't gotta brag, homie, see my diamond die. Smoke a blow, push, and then I put it out. And then I hit the mall, I'm finna buy it out. Ain't nobody gave me nothing, homie, got my own brand. Young man, but I still got a grown man. Forget me and him, homie, got my own shine. Big bezel on my wrist, I can't tell the time. I'm so ridiculous, and man, I'm so ridiculous. I'm walking through the club, and all the ladies wanna be positioned. No, I can't wipe you up, I'ma one night you up. Sorry, fellas, one rule in here, no handcuffs. I'm known to get blunted heavy, take a chick to the shelly, get a full of drink, and make her tell me, get in my belly. Whole clique thugged out, like Machiavelli. Starting deep up in this club, y'all clubs ain't ready. Cause I do this, boy, man, I swear I do this. Boy, I get him in and get him out. Blowing like a Swisher house. Hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about. Just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Get him in and get him out. Blowing like a Swisher house. I hit them all and buy it out. Price, I ain't worried about. Just put the gear up on the counter. Got plenty dough to handle. Worry about the price on me. Cause the money on my handle. Big money, what I'm talking about. I ain't got a brag, homie. See my diamond die.
Gifts and talents are. I have my hands in so many different things, and I'm pretty good at pretty much everything that I do. But I'm still trying to figure out what my God-given talent is. Like, does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
I see, like my
makes
yeah,
sense.
Right. Like I
a
see
lot
my
of people
mom
don't
and
have
her.
No idea.
Right. You know. So I'm still trying to figure out what my God-given talent is. I have no idea. You could probably name some things for me, and I'd be like, oh, okay, that sounds good. I should stick with that. But I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what my God-given talent is. Diddy could probably tell you more about what my talents and gifts are than I could. I have no idea. And I know that sounds crazy, but, what some people may consider a talent or a gift, other people may just think, okay, that's an everyday thing. You know, that's an everyday thing for me. So I don't know.
Well, let's define.
Lost and wandering, searching.
Just so I can, you know, make sure that we're clear. We can help you and help others listening to the show. Because guess
yes,
what? I appreciate your honesty. And at the end of the day, a lot of people don't know the difference between a gift versus a talent. So
right.
You know, let's clarify. A gift is God-given, and talents
right.
are God-given as well. But a gift is something that you were given at birth. Talents
right.
are things that you acquire along the way. You can become
right.
a talented songwriter. You can become a talented singer. A lot of people couldn't sing, but they became singers.
Right.
Right? They became singers.
Right.
you know, some people are, a gift for me is communication. I have a God-given gift to communicate, oral and written. But when it comes to talent, what's a talent? I have a lot of talents, so I'm trying to make sure I stay clear between the gifts and the talents, because I've been given a gift to be creative. That's something that's been with me since I was small, right? So I know my giftings probably more than my talent. I think my talent could be outreach, working with people. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that I've learned along the way. I haven't always been, you know, somebody who worked well with people. You know, I think leadership is a talent. I've learned that, you know. So I think you're a leader as well. I think leadership is a talent for you. I think you're an entrepreneur. You know, those are the talents. But what do you do well, naturally, that you can think of? One thing. Help her, Dee Dee.
Help me out here, somebody. Come on, Don Marie.
She is a gifted songstress, and don't let her tell you different. She is not your shower songstress. You would never know. But Toya has a gift of song.
You said that before.
Sing a song.
And Toya act like she didn't know what you was talking about.
I know she didn't. You would have to know Toya as long as I know Toya. You say her leadership is a talent. No, Toya's leadership is inherent. Some people are born with it. Some people have learned.
Okay, so it's a gift.
Toya is one of those. But yeah, definitely a gift. Just like yourself, definitely a gift. Definitely.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I thought it was a talent.
No, she's very good at bringing people together, organizing. She is. I mean, as far as like when we worked together back in Delaware, back when I was in college or whatever, and she took over the training position. I mean, it was like meant for her. That's just something she excelled in. That's because it was a gift. It was just naturally in her just to be a leader, to bring about organization and to train and to just, you know, teach people. That's what she is good at.
Okay, so you're a teacher, Toya.
Write that down.
Now, I would say I beg to differ because my patience is so short, I just can't tolerate teaching people.
Okay,
because
the teacher
I get so frustrated with people so fast.
Let's talk about the leading was the gift. The meeting was the gift. The teaching was the quiet child that maybe you need to let go. Okay, I'm just saying.
Wow.
The leading and organizing people is a gift.
You know, so, you know, but I don't know. I'm still searching for my God-given gift. I still haven't figured out. Now, Dee Dee may say I'm a songstress. I don't think that's, and I don't want to say that that's not my God-given gift, and then it'd be taken away from me because I do like to sing in the shower every day, however. But, you know, I don't know.
That's because, so you just won't go with it. Girl, we could make records. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's saying, y'all not going to pimp me out
on
a TM Hyman Radio Live show.
Come on.
But
a little lip gloss.
Just tuned into the show. Could unemployment be an opportunity to show off gifts and talents? That's the conversation tonight. Unemployment is an Unemployment is at a all-time high in this country.
Yeah.
And we're not trying to downplay it. We're trying to help to stimulate thoughts surrounding gifts and talents because Toya is not the only one unaware of her gifts and talents. CeeLo, what are your gifts and talents?
Man, listen, she beat me to saying I don't know. But, no, I really think that talking to people, yeah, communicating. If I don't know what I'm talking about, though, it's a wrap. But if I know what I'm talking about, yeah, I got you. Like, yeah, I can talk. I'm a communicator. And, you know, but whether it's on the phone or face-to-face, It's either, I'm a good communicator. Yeah.
Is that a gift or a talent? Did you learn that or is it inherent?
No, I learned that. I mean, well, people always receptive to me. I mean, that's something that I have no control of. People have always been receptive to me, and that always baffled me. People have always walked up to me and just told me stuff that I just really, you know, you shake your head and like, what'd you tell me that for? I don't even know you. You know, like people have always been receptive, but not, I learned how to, I guess, talk to people or deal with people.
Mm-hmm.
I learned people skills. That's what it was. Yeah, I learned people skills. How to deal with different types of people. In writing is something that I learned. Because had I not been opened up to reading and being forced to read, really, and learn how to read, I wouldn't have liked writing. And writing became an escape almost. Yeah, but I think getting back to that unemployment allowed me to try to get back into that and also to do what we're doing now, because I wouldn't have had time.
Right.
I'd probably be just getting home, or I'd be asleep or something at this point.
Right.
Yeah.
What happens to a nation's collective psyche when millions of once productive people remain out of work for months and even years? Could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents and even potentially be a source of revenue? That's the discussion tonight.
That's how
we're going to keep it going.
Oh, excuse me. No, I was going to say, that's how a lot of companies were started, though. You know, it's because of down economies or people losing their jobs. You know, they get to sit at home and tinker with stuff and then take stuff that was hobbies. Like, you know, women that make jewelry. A lot of them, they just started because they were at home and they were like, okay, I can do I know how to do this. And then they started putting the stuff together and then started selling it.
Right. Are you a good salesperson? Do you iron the hell out of some pans? Do you wash the hell out of some dishes? Can you cook? Can you do nails? Can you shine shoes? Hey, what's your gift? We'll talk about it. Coming up next, finance out of Newark, Delaware. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Showed up. Shawty. What'd he do? Yeah.
Pimpin'.
Oh, boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bundle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. Keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy. For all my chicks in the club, who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get me bad girl. Work me, baby. Shake it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alize. There ain't much more I can say, but
I need a bad girl.
Bad girl.
Yeah. A bad girl.
One thigh on the bar now. Chick need a drink on the floor now. Look at them bad girls moving it. Making faces wild. got what you're looking for. Come see me in the VIP.
We all know the month between Thanksgiving and Christmas is the biggest shopping time of the year. So as we enter the season of giving, per se, there's one thing you need to make sure you're very stingy with, and that's protecting your identity. You figure with the holiday madness and crazy shoppers, packed malls, hustle and bustle from store to store, internet site to internet site, just trying to complete your holiday shopping list, there's all types of thieves and scammers that are taking advantage of shoppers. And they're taking our distraction as a signal, you know, to strike, whether it's to steal your identity, whether it's to steal packages out of your car, where you're going in and out of stores. There are certain things you need to be careful of. So I just wanted to give you guys some holiday financial safety tips. First thing, don't trust your email. We did discuss, I believe, last week, different forms of emails that are going out to children to try to sway them into giving their information. But you know, they'll be fooled. Adults also fall into the trap of identity theft by way of emails. So don't trust your emails. Again, there are a lot of holiday scams by emails. So just make sure you read everything. Make sure somebody's promising something to you. Remember that nothing is usually for free. So don't get caught up in that. Another thing you need to do is protect your home. Your greatest risk during the busyness of everything that's going on during the holiday season is that all of the extra people that come in and, you know, in and out of your home, if you're someone who likes to host parties or have get-togethers very often or frequently, just keep in mind that even people you think you can trust, whether it be family members or friends, they're coming in and out of your home. So, you know, even if it's a checkbook that's laying around, your pocketbook with your ID, spare change and money that may be laying around, even a brokerage statement, make sure everything is locked up and put away, because even people you think you can trust can't always be trusted. So protect your home. And protecting your home also means, especially during this economy, if you don't have an alarm system installed, you may want to think about getting one. Use your credit card. You know, a lot of older people are very leery of using their credit card. They like to use their checks, or they like to use cash. But, you know, using checks right now is really not a good idea. It's very easy for someone to get a hold of your routing number, your account number, and they can have a ball with that information. So, you know, don't use checks. And even with debit cards nowadays, if someone can get a hold of your debit card and your PIN number, that's even a high risk. They don't even need your PIN number because they can use your debit card as a credit card. So if you can, if you have a credit card with available credit that you know you can pay off every month, use your credit card during the busy shopping season. Carry less cash in your wallet. It's very easy for someone to snatch your purse, ladies. So, you know, try to carry a minimal amount of cash in your wallet if possible. And just make sure you carry just your driver's license and maybe one or two credit cards. You don't need every credit card you own for every department store in the mall if you don't plan on going to those stores. Another thing you need to do is watch your statements. Again, another form of holiday identity theft could be just by someone monitoring your checking, you know, what's going on with you. If they get a hold of your statement, if you're not monitoring your checking, your debit and credit card accounts frequently, then someone, you know, can easily take advantage of you and steal your identity if you're not watching your statements and what's going on in your different accounts. Monitor your credit reports. It will probably be a very good idea if starting this year you take advantage of your free annual credit reports and then just make that a routine. Every December, you know, pull your free credit reports from the three different credit bureaus every year. You would be surprised at what will pop up on your credit reports. So make sure you start to pull those yearly. Shop on secure websites. Make sure that there's that padlock symbol in the web somewhere on that site. We'll make sure that the actual website, once you actually key in the web address, it turns to an HTTPS, which means it's a secured site. Another thing you need to do is be cautious in public. Don't give your credit card number or social security number on while you're on the phone, because if someone is around you can hear that, they can use that information. And if you need to use your PIN number, your ATM card, debit card, make sure you hide your information when you're actually keying that into a keypad or what have you. Another thing you need to do is donate only to charities that you know about and that a lot of times you initiate the gift. If you have people calling, requesting money by phone, it may not be a good idea to give it to them right then and there. If you're interested, you should actually hang up and call back and make sure it's the actual charity itself. Another thing you need to do is rotate your credit cards after the busy holiday season is over. It's a good idea to actually cancel your current credit card and just ask for the credit card company to issue a new credit card. That way you have a new account number and you don't have to worry about anybody using the credit card account information that you use during the holiday season. With all of the different networking sites that are out, like MySpace and Facebook, the one thing you don't want to do is advertise the fact that you're traveling during the holiday season. People know you, they know where you live, and if you advertise the fact that you're not home during the holiday season, that gives them the idea that they can break into your home. So just keep that in mind as well. Just remember, you know, it's the holiday season. It should be about Christ, but for some people it's about taking advantage of others. So just make sure you're safe during the holiday season, not just money-wise, but, you know, just protect yourself, your family, and your home as well.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with Finance and Sawyer. Thank you.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. Popping up at the crib, running out. Doing everything just to be around me.
She's a stalker.
Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood, sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I got her sprung out, the way I stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. I'm just at the crib on the house. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah,
she's a stalker.
Shorty, she's a stalker.
She's like a private investigator. With my privacy, she keeps surprising me. AD when I hop up in the driver's seat. Like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars. Is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping off? Like the paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. What happens next? Can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really? Jelly of me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Grab the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around.
Messages just to get the biz, guess for sure he is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told her where you live. That's for sure he is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, guess for sure he is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
Hyman Radio Live. That was new music from Mr. Woods featuring Jay Styles. She's a stalker. Tonight, we are talking about, could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? Do any of you know what your gifts and talents are? We got to figure this out. We're going to help you figure it out. It's 10:46 p.m. here in Charlotte. It is 7:46 in California. Look, do you guys, look, there was this book I read, like, a while ago, right? It made me decide, like, what I wanted to do in life. It's called Doing Work You Love. And, like, if anybody out there is listening, if you're confused about what you may want to do, go to the bookstore or, like, the library and just, like, you know, like, well, first, before you go there, make a list of things that you, you know, you're good at. And or that you may want to get more information on, and go and then go to the bookstore or the library, and start from there, and see if, you know, once you research, see, you know, what you like better, and take the steps towards your life goal, or your natural talent. You'll be happier that.
Natural talent, there it is. Hey, Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. A man's gift. And the gift is given to you by God. It's your intellectual ability. Your talent is a natural ability or your aptitude. Again, Proverbs 18:16, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. In order to be brought before great men via job promotion, via opportunity, you have to cultivate your talent. What are you good at? And again, you could be a great floor sweeper. You could be a great bathroom scrubber. I don't care how small. See, the problem is we look at giftings or grand things, like pastoring a church or being an executive of a large corporation, when a gift could be as small as caring for children, caring for elderly people. What's your gift or right. What's your talent? Let's talk about it tonight so that we can think about it and cultivate it so we can get in position. We've become too dependent on demand and a 9-to-5. When a 9-to-5 is holding some of us back.
Yeah.
Don't look at unemployment as devastation. Make your gift work for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what, but here's a question, though. What if someone's gift or talent goes against, like, I don't know, maybe like their religious beliefs or like their upbringing?
Yeah, give me an example.
Let's see.
You can't want to be a porn star. Your gift is not sexing up the neighborhood. Get out of here.
No.
I'm not saying that's what you was going to say.
Trust my mind.
I'm talking about true gifts.
Oh, that was funny. You know, I can't laugh really hard. My face still hurts. Come on, cut it out. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, no. Okay, like say, for instance, maybe someone who was taught that, you know, like maybe being famous is like, or being, isn't that like a prideful thing? Like maybe like somebody whose religion, it goes against being prideful or being.
I don't think being famous is a gift. You have to be a good actor, you have to have a good talent in order to be, you know, catapulted to that level.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. But what if a person is that good, right? They have the potential to do it, right? But the way they were brought up, they're not able to even go that far. Like, they could go that far, but they don't know that they could go that far because they're not allowed to. You get what I'm saying?
Well, if you're talking about, like, the church realm versus the secular realm.
Okay, we'll go for
that. I think you have to still get to a point to where your gifts and your talents, you know, have taken you to a place where you reach a crossroads.
All right.
Right?
Okay. I mean, just like, artists who went gospel. Right, but they only went gospel because that's how they were raised.
Right.
But then when they decided to, I guess, quote unquote, secular world, you know what I'm saying? Like
crossed over.
But when they crossed over, then they did way better.
I mean, I think in this day and time, in the gospel arena, you know, you could sing for the Lord and still become very prosperous. In my opinion, there are some gospel singers who really aren't saved. But they're taking advantage of the gospel world because the music industry has accepted gospel more than it's accepted R&B in some instances.
Right, because that's a greater reach, though. I mean, because you have
potentially.
More, right, you know, I mean, like you have to think, like when people go perform at church, they're performing for congregations, you know, not
right.
just, you know, 5 or 6 people that may show up at the club on Friday night. They're singing to, you know, 30 or more people.
The difference is between, you know, gospel and secular, though, is at some point, if you don't possess an anointing, you're going to lose that as far as the gospel realm goes, you know, because your lifestyle has to line up what it is you're preaching. And the Spirit of the Lord needs to show up during your ministry. It's not performing, it's ministry. And over time, it's going to come out that he's not saved worth the lick. You know, I mean, so you have to be careful with that. But it still comes down to your gifts and your talents. 917-889-3926. If you got a comment you want to weigh in tonight, hit us up. Let's talk about it. It's Money Monday, TM Hyman Radio Live. Could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? That's the conversation tonight. Speaking of showing off, on a whole nother note, last night was just interesting in the world of football. Buccaneers linebacker Geno Hayes was tased last night. And when I say tase, you know, the things that the tasers that the police officers carry. He was tased by the police and arrested on charges of disorderly conduct and trespassing in the wee hours of the morning at a spot that I actually visit. It's called the Blue Martini out in International Mall here in Tampa. Now, hey, the Bucks somehow squeaked out a win yesterday against the Redskins. So the Bucks flew back to Tampa. This dude goes out to the club. His homeboy couldn't get in because he wasn't dressed appropriately. He starts becoming loud, verbally abusive, makes threats to the police officers, to the club owners. They tased that ass, tackled him to the ground, and just won a game against the Redskins, but it was sitting in jail until about 9 o'clock this morning. What in the world? Talk about gifts and talents.
That's crazy, yeah. How do you do that? What is, and they do that there.
It's 10:55 in Atlanta.
On the way left.
Where it is a breezy 20 degrees. 43 degrees in Tampa. 27 degrees in Norfolk, VA. Can you say brr?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
Dee, how cold are you right now?
Dee,
how cold are you right?
Man, stop playing. It's so cold my windows and my truck wouldn't roll down. What are you talking about?
Yo, I had to have
wow.
Yeah, my window wouldn't roll.
Windows, but they were like, you hit a motor light and it's cold.
Right.
And it's cold.
Yeah, that's pretty cold.
I'm like, yes, I don't want to. Mm-mm.
That is pretty cool. Coming up, we have our entertainment and international news coming live out of Charlotte,
yeah.
Followed by health and wellness out of Chesapeake, VA tonight. The topic this Monday, December 13th, surrounds an imperative question that Capitol Hill is struggling with right now. There's a battle between Democrats and Republicans over extending unemployment. Don't fret. Don't worry. Identify your talent, your gift, and let's put it to work. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Be right back.
I don't claim to have control of events, but I confess to you plainly events have controlled me. Abraham Lincoln, circa 1862.
The camera's gone, where the hope is gone, where the truth is born, where the music's born, where the truth is on. 3 in the morning, when the beef goes down, got the motherfuckers torn. Hey there, how you? Me too, meet you in a place with a state way bait. Nigga blade to the face, fuck mates, bitch, walk with me in my place. Patriot, you ought to see to the art of see with the artery. Crime scene, see, never been art of me. Would you art of me? An anomaly. Turn around now, you ain't got the heart to see. Heart disease, not three, card three, squeezing the fade to see. Bleed for the cream and the gleam with a cap, you'll freeze the poor hell with ease. Are we talking about pranksters? Are we talking about wanksters? We talk about ghouls and gangsters, the doom, the strangers, and ready to bang you. We talk about shit get dense. Fuck you and your picket fence. Since when have you been in sense? Oh, when's motherfucker lift my suspense?
Love got so high, these five unkind. Watch how we ride, live a day in my life. White guys in ties, white lines, white lies. Watch how we ride, live a day in my life. Love got so high, these five unkind. Watch how we ride, live a day in my life.
Masses, hold it all, wanna know where the plans is. New niggas wanna know where the grams is. That is, till I see the bandits. See the grams in the hands of the manic. These niggas is really get the handed. You'd rather be somewhere, chillin' in the building with the feeling that you don't give a fuck, not with us. Pop no fat, work with tat a tat, ready to murk, better forgive, yo. Yo, what's worse? A hearse or a verse? Purse snatch it, then grab a verse, yeah. Some niggas, they independent niggas, girls roll up on the bunny with a caterpillar, not a killer. Blood fillers, thrillers, and vanilla's like scooters, wanna steal it for the pain of a knife fight. You ain't seen pain, this ain't your life.
nah. Niggas hang like crows in the fence, turn foes in the mess as opposed to stay in your life, if you will. Stop, I view the tragedy. See the cop, motherfucker, come harassing me. Put a cap in me. Stop sacking G. You get at me when you was the tour of a war.
You're so unfaithful, unkind. Watch how we ride. Live a day in my life. White guys in ties.
Radio Live, new music from Taz is called Tough Guys. It's 801 out in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's 901 out in Denver, Colorado. 1101 in New York City. Welcome to the show. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. And tonight's topic, could unemployment be an opportunity to exploit your gifts and talents? What happens to a nation when our collective psyches, you know, once of productive people, remain out of work for months and even years? You got husbands who are depressed, you know, they can't find a job, now dependent on a wife's income. You have unemployed wives now feeling trapped at home. You got 20 and 30-somethings, you know, doing the math, and they figure it's easier to live off their parents than face the cutthroat job market. You got middle-aged men and women who have stopped searching for jobs because they feel hopeless now, you know, lost in a haze of rapid-fire technological change. Unemployment rate right now, folks, is 9.8. In the midst of all of that, we're breeding depression, frustration, and hopelessness. Tonight, we want to encourage you. Again, Proverbs 18:16 says, a man's gift maketh room for him and brings him before great men. What's your gift? What's your gift? What did you think about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and now you find yourself available to do? That's what you should be doing. Massages for Life is something that, you know, was once a thought. Now it's a reality. Hack Media was once a thought. Now it's a reality. You know, this radio show, once a thought, now a reality, and going to become much more. It starts with a thought. It starts with gifts and talents, my friends. All the way live from Charlotte, it's CeeLo. All the way live from Chesapeake, it's Didi. All the way live from Delaware, it's Toya. Got the angels hanging out.
Yeah.
Thanks for rocking.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Look, guess what? I think that living your life to its fullest potential is the best thing that you can do for yourself and for your family. Really. Because you're happier.
Absolutely.
You're not as stressed. I mean, not saying you're not going to be stressed at all, but you're not as stressed because, you know, who better to believe in than yourself?
Got it. inevitably miss.
What?
What
does that have to do with it? Why do you always have to do that? I mean, does it take away from... Yes, okay.
You just asked who other to believe in, and I just told you who else I believe in.
Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Fine, okay. I'm not going to be the bad guy tonight. Nope.
Okay. But I understand.
Yes.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yes. Let's smile, everyone.
Oh, everybody's smiling but you.
Yeah, I know. But look, really, the book, this book that I read, like, really, Doing Work You Love, it really does help you, like, I guess put everything in perspective, you know, if you're not one who knows how to do so. You know, it gives you questions to ask yourself. You know, because some people don't even know where to start. It's like, how do you know what you're good at if you don't know what it's called? You know, some people want a title for it, you know.
Right. But you know what? Actually, let's go back a few steps. Say what you were about to say, because everyone doesn't believe in God. So say what you was about to say.
I totally forgot. I'm serious. I have no idea what I was going to finish saying. You just pissed me off. That's what I was going to leave below. Right. I don't.
If I could throw you off with God, then it wasn't supposed to be.
Oh, come on, man. It's not. Come on, cut that out. No, that's not it. That's, mute me.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it's Monday, December 13th. And the conversation surrounds, could our gifts and talents be a potential source of income? It's not about religion. And, you know, we're not preaching, but the reality is gifts and talents are very real, and many people have no idea what their gifts and talents are. Cultivate, you know, and it starts with, hey, just pick up a piece of paper, pick up a pen, start talking to yourself and write down, what do you do well? What do you like to do? And how are those things correlated to abilities? And then, you know, how can you implement those things in ways that could generate money for yourself? If you're good at math, potentially you could be a math tutor, maybe not a math teacher because you didn't go to college, you didn't get the credentials, but you're good at math. Tutor people. There's a whole wide world of people struggling, like myself, who may not be good at algebra and geometry and calculus. I need help, and I'll pay for it. You know, I mean, people take their clothes to the cleaners all the time. If you're at home, undercut the cleaners. Iron people's clothes. Wash people's clothes. Hey, you might be a good housekeeper. If you have an ability, open up a janitorial service. Stop sitting on your bums, depressed, eating bonbons, watching TV all day, waiting for the cable man to come to cut off the cable. Cultivate your talents and gifts. A man's gifts makes room for him or her. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Coming up, Entertainment and National News out of Charlotte. Toya.
I'm here, yes.
Have you thought about your gifts and talents?
No. Can't say what I have. I'm not trying to be funny. You know, my mind, after 10 o'clock, you know, I shut down. My mom, Toya, it's time for bed, so I'm not really in thinking mode.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No. So honest. So genuine.
So honest. Oh. So genuine.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I love it. You can get this. This is real live stuff.
Well, folks, think about your gifts and talents, even though Toya's not thinking about hers. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
A long journey. Underneath the cars. We have something to tell you. I don't know if we should perform, but I can perform this one tour for you. You know they're gone through. You're in trouble.
She gets up every morning, gonna drag us on for the bed. Round around her, it's been storming. Then she pops up a cigarette. Nobody wants to become boring. Wild and ever since, and plus she was so charming.
How could she resist?
She can't get the call back. Oh, no. All that she had to fall back. It hurts so bad to get played like that, and it burns, always burns. Now she's broken and bitter, heart is frozen over like winter. Little lovesick girl as she watches the world as it turns. His employment,
landlord and the rent.
The lobster's bag in a steamer.
Got killed up half in the fence.
Now all my cars around him. Off to the jail of Zowie. Soaking the system. Who's the victim? Send your conviction. Earth so bad it could play it like that. And it burns.
Reside like in VA, but basically, I heard the show was like talents and gifts, and a little bit of that religion on the side. But I believe my gift is to be at certain places at the right time, like whatever month, year, day. You know, I was meant to be where I'm at. You know, and whoever I'm encountering is like basically like each one teach one, or I can learn from that person at hand. So that's how I look at it. The gift.
So is that
say just a little bit, yeah. You know, I somehow make it. I just make it everywhere. But it's not the, that's not the real gift. The gift is like being around someone and being able to give them a little bit of myself just as well as they can give me what they have. Like, you know, whatever intellect or just being at the right place at the right time.
Almost like sharing information, like networking.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, or being sort of like a prophet.
Right, like fulfilling a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, either being put in some, like, yeah, I totally get what you're coming, where you're coming from on that.
Yeah, because I don't plan where I'm going to be in 2010, 2008, 96. It just happens.
Gotcha. Now, let me ask you this. Is that due to unemployment?
Well, unemployment made it more easier to travel. But I've basically I don't knock the unemployment because it helped me, you know, like at the beginning of the year or last year around this time, I got into a little bit of trouble, and it helped me basically have commissary, bailout. I had a bailout of two places, and relocate basically. So, you know, it helped thanks to. I guess I could say Obama, but I think it all would have happened with or without him, you know, just due to trying to satisfy the people, you know. They came up with buy merchandise so you could help the country stay alive, which was bull. That's just, you know, black people are consumers more than savers. But,
right,
you know,
definitely. That's us.
Yeah, so I believe, you know, and now, you know, they're talking about this tax story and extending it for another 11 months to a people, you know, either still get or whatever, even though it didn't pass yet. But if it does, I'm like, okay, because people, you know, people got to survive and so on. But it helped me get out of circumstances, because if I didn't, if I wasn't able to bail out, if I wasn't able to buy my food inside, if I wasn't able to do whatever, I wouldn't be able to travel. I'd probably be in a worse circumstance, or I'd be back outside doing anything. So, you know, it's, and at the same time, while I worked my behind off, you know, and
right.
And I believe, you know, we, you know, it's big things that people don't understand. And even I think companies, they pay insurance on their employees. So people try to say that's not tax money or whatever. No, when you go to work and everything, your boss pays insurance on you. So even when you leave or whatever, and the unemployment asks or says, do you know, are you eligible for unemployment? It's not coming out of somebody else's pocket. That's already paid for. So
that's right.
You know, it's a big thing. You know, Americans always talk about anything about what they pay for. They're paying for people that's locked up. That's bull. That makes money within itself, because we're cattle. So that's a whole different story than that. But a lot of people don't understand, they think they're paying their money for it, even if they say social welfare or whatever. No, you're paying your tax money, and these fake corporations like Enron, or we'll be having a news with this dude who killed himself, but his father took like $16 billion of fake company. That's for the war. You know, that's what's going on out here. That's
made
what
off.
Money is going
that's
to
made off.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, but we have, you know, the patriotic worlds or whatever, and everybody cries about what their money's going to. Our money's been sucked into this war, and this is the outcome to it. And then when we finally get a black president, there's a little grievance with other people, with people saying somebody's not doing anything. But this is what we have to expect. So the unemployment
situation,
you know. You know, it's just all what you believe and what you see in life, you know. And that's why I say I believe my talent is wherever I am. And if it's something I don't know, I'm willing to learn, because I can always go somewhere else and teach someone that doesn't have that opportunity. So it is sort of like being at the right place at the right time.
Right. Hey, Killer B, stand
yeah.
by for me, man. I want you to continue to hang out with us, all right?
All right.
From Charlotte, it's CeeLo.
What's up? love. Good afternoon in the morning time, people. It is Monday, Money Monday, December 13th. So, look, I want to start off with some local news. Now, a little birdie told me that, I don't know if you guys know who Brooke Bailey is, but she's like this model. She was like in King Magazine last year and on it, was it Candy Girls, the Ladies of Hip Hop? Well, she got her ass beat this weekend. Yes, by a VA girl. Yeah. She started it, though, from what I heard. I don't know. But, yeah, I just had to let y'all know that's what happened in Charlotte this weekend.
Who is Brooke, and why should we know her?
Brooke Bailey, that's what I'm saying. Brooke Bailey, she was on Candy Girls. It was like a...
What is that?
It was like this hip-hop... It was like the Ladies of Hip... It was supposed to be like this Ladies of Hip-Hop show that ETV had on, like, last year. And also, she was in King Magazine last year. But she's a model. And
gotcha.
And from my understanding, she frequents this area. She's from Charlotte, rather, but she still frequents the downtown area, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, I heard that, yeah, she got her ass beat this weekend thoroughly. And, yeah, wow. Anyway, okay. So
moving right along.
Yeah, moving on. How about, I am really pissed about this, but Chelsea Handler, y'all heard, like, it's rumored that her and 50 Cent are, you know, together. I don't believe it, but whatever. But how about they leaked pictures of Chelsea and 50 in bed, like, you know, but they were like posing for the pic. I mean, you know, like for the camera or whatever. But I was like,
CeeLo, who is Chelsea Hamlet?
No, Chelsea Hamlet. The chick, she's a comedian chick. She's like really dry humor, but she's funny though. She has her own show called Chelsea Lately.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right. So either way, okay. The funny thing about it is, okay, she's a white lady. She's about 30. She's 35 though. She looks older, but she's like 35. But but people are talking about her in 50. They have been for a couple of months now, and yeah. So I'm a little upset about that. But anyway, I want to let you guys know that this is I'm glad that Killer B brought this up. I want to tell you guys, like, Bernie Madoff, he is not going to be attending his son's funeral. And he said he's not going to attend out of consideration for his daughter-in-law and his grandchildren. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, speculating that the suicide, which it was ruled a suicide by the New York medical examiner, that, you know, was caused behind this whole scandal business. So, but Bernie will be conducting a private service where he's incarcerated. So, I don't know. I think he should get to pay respects to his son, but I get that. But in other news, let's go to New Jersey. Lil Wayne, his name is being brought up in correlation with a drug bust that happened in New Jersey. They yielded, like, what was it, $250 million worth of heroin. And the labels that were stamped on it were Lil Wayne, okay? It was not his, but they branded it Lil Wayne. I don't think he's going to be happy about that, but, you know, we'll find out. I'll listen for some backlash out in the world. But still in New Jersey, Miss Queen Latifah, she inked a deal with the Sacramento Kings point guard, Tyreek Evans. He's going to be the first sports star to endorse her new vitamin water called V-Blast. She has a new company called New York Sprint Water, and it's going to be appearing in 7-Eleven, like, later on, either, I think, this month. Yeah, like, this month. So, anyway, the products are called V-Blast and Aqua 84. These are Queen Latifah products. We got to support, I love it. And last but not least, Eminem. Who, you know, he did a good run with his album this year, and but next year I think he's going to try to take over the movie screen. He's going to be in a movie called Southpaw, which is supposed to be loosely based off of his life, and it's I totally lost my train of thought. I'm sorry, guys. No, he's going to be playing a boxer. So he's going to be playing a boxer that's supposed to be fighting his way back to the top, and We're going to see. I want to see how that's going to turn out. It's set to release, like, later on in 2011, but I'll keep you guys up on that. And that's all I have for the news today. Love me because I love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio
Show. Oh. Niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I'm in the bubble in your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune, huh. Homie, we hotter than June, and you look coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the book, give me room, into the temple of June. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Thinking for a leg lock, hardcore hip hop. Rockin' it, don't stop, word to the dreadlock. In the weed spot, sippin' on getting stout. To the stars and beyond, my flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speak the shape from the rap, bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass, bitch. I'm out for five beats, lame with a damn freak. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up, big blunt. Fuck them stunts, some motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the dog on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the blues. So everybody just stay in tune, huh. Homie, we hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune,
WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us tonight. That was King Apocalypse. It's called Stay in Tune. 917-889-3926 is the number. Tonight's topic, this Money Monday, December 13th, could unemployment be an opportunity to show off your gifts and talents? We got Killer B hanging out with us tonight, along with the Angels. Hey, my man, you said something earlier that I wanted to peel the onion back on a little bit, because we got people listening all over the world. And specifically on the East Coast, where I think, you know, we really, really got issues in some of our cities. We got issues in cities across the world, across this country, but up and down the East Coast is what I know. And you said something that I want people to hear. You said that your situation, unemployment, helped you. Without, you know, getting too private, unless you want to allow me to get private,
tell
us what prison or jail really, really did for you. Outside, because I'm sure this is what people heard. People heard you say, well, I got commissary, you know, and they may not even know what commissary is, but they may have thought that you said you appreciated living off of, like, being fed a few meals a day and just being locked up, like living off of the state, living off of the government. Clarify, that's not what you were saying. And how did your misfortune help you? How did unemployment really create an opportunity for you?
What helped me was the fact that when I got incarcerated and I was in, I had a like a slight problem. I was in Westchester, in New York. I was in Westchester County Department of Corrections, and I wound up, from releasing myself, bailing out, I wound up getting transferred from there, not going outside, but transferred and going to Rikers, and that's in New York too. So I had two open cases in a county and in a city. So I really couldn't even walk around in the five boroughs or in a county out there without having two open cases. So I was already marked. So basically, and my family didn't know. And I was, while I was away, I mean, basically I was accumulating every week. You know, when you call in and so on, I was accumulating money. So basically that got me money to make phone calls, money to get stamps, money to get soaps and deodorants or whatever it is, money to get commissary so I could eat in there.
Hey, can I ask you how, because everybody at home is like wondering, how the hell was he making money in jail? Tell people how you were earning cash.
I basically had a family member that when I had my lawyer, I gave my lawyer my family member's phone number, the phone number, and I told them to let them know where I'm at. Like, for the first 2 weeks, I didn't collect, I didn't whatever, you know, because nobody knew. But that family member came on a visitation date, and from that point on, I gave him all the information that day about my circumstances and so on. And he's been going online for me and so on, you know. I gave personal information, and that's how, you know, it able to build up to bail. You know, I put in like $4,500 between these two prisons to get out of jail, and when I finally did, I hesitated. I mean, I didn't hesitate. I moved out of New York, and I went back, keep going back and forth to court, and luckily I got time served or whatever. You know, I beat both cases, so you know I did 6 months, but I still beat cases, and I'm good for that. And now I'm in another state. And I'm back to being the way I am, living normal, you know what I'm saying?
Your quality of life is much improved.
Yes. And, you know, and I've been trying to get out of New York prior to my circumstance, you know, probably like 2 years before that, a year before that, you know. But once I go back home, you know, I get caught up in things, and that's what had happened. But at that time, I was receiving unemployment before that and after that, and it helped me. If I didn't receive that, I guess I would have to work for $3 a day, you know.
Right.
And whatever. And I probably wouldn't be able to bail out, and I probably wouldn't have got a deal, because the deals they gave me while I was incarcerated was not the same deal they gave me when I bailed out. And that's another thing, you know. So it's crazy. And while I was in there, I didn't waste my time. Law library, so on, you know. And I learned a little bit more while in there. I hate to say it like that. And Yeah, I learned more being incarcerated, and I understood and appreciated who I have as family, and not, you know, and what things that I was doing that's destroying myself. I already knew. I was aware that I'm a statistic before that even happened. I already know what the police look for. And, you know, the majority of people they incarcerate and so on. And most people that do violent crimes is Caucasian, 60%. But we get the downshift because of how the system is built for, you know, circumstances. It's a deep story. We could go on deep about it, you know. But that's what it is. But I'm out, and the things that I do know, I'll give it to my nephews and nieces or anybody that's willing to learn or know something or understand why it's what, you know. I'm not proud of what I was incarcerated for, you know, but it's the average thing that I think most people get themselves into. It is for money or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. Hey, my dude, I salute you I appreciate, you know, you coming on this show being real with us. And I know for a fact you hadn't planned on, you know, going here when you hit one on the phone and wanted to make a comment. Hey, but that's what this program is about. You know what I'm saying? The topic tonight, could unemployment be an opportunity? You know, and I'm going to say yes. You just confirmed, because it puts you sometimes in a place of solitude when you're separated from all of the hustle and bustle that's influencing your life and your world, you know, and it gives you time to reflect, you know. And sometimes we see unemployment in places of silence and solitude and loneliness as like a mark, you know, that we've been forsaken, when in fact sometimes it's a blessing. It's an opportunity.
Oh, I didn't see that. You know why? Because I'm going to keep it real. I was getting the max. And in New York City, the max was $405. Plus they gave a benefit for $25. So I was seeing $430 a week. Now, when I was working, I was seeing the same thing after taxes. So I looked at it as I'm still getting my same paycheck, except I'm not getting up for 40 hours. And some people might say, oh, why don't you go and try to look for work, or why, that's lazy. And I looked at them like, you just mad because, you know, I know what it feels like to go to work 50, 60 hours. So I had a lot of people tell me that. Why don't you go look for a job? No, I'm not looking for a job. I'm good. I'm getting the same money as I got a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, whatever, before this started. And, you know, it's not bad. I don't care. Nobody, you can't make me feel bad with that, you know. And then when it's time for it to end, then I got to look for work.
You
yeah.
know, you're in a better place. And that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. And oh, big up to CeeLo. I heard on the show.
Hey baby. He's so silly.
Definitely. Hey, thanks for calling in, brother. Hey, if you want to keep hanging out, hang out. Folks, coming up next, health and wellness. Live out of Chesapeake.
Keep saying we should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamorous, to me it's just fine. Perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservations, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we are. Better.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. Tonight's Health and Wellness Again is brought to you by Massages for Life Grant, VIP opening January 21st. Tonight's Health and Wellness is, I just want to bring up a couple of situations to help with no-stress holiday gift giving. I know that, again, with the holidays coming up, Christmas, sometimes you have birthdays within the same month, and being married or being in a relationship, it becomes a little cumbersome when you have your family to consider and your spouses or your mate or the person that you're with, their family to consider. So I just wanted to bring up a couple of situations and things that you make can do or plans of actions you can take in order to keep the stress on yourself and between the situation or between the relationship down. The situation is what to give each other. I know some of us don't mind, you know, we don't want gifts, so we're not kids, so we don't want to get Christmas presents, but everyone likes to receive gifts at some point in their life, be it for Christmas, be it their birthday, or just because I think everybody loves to receive gifts. So what do you do if you're trying to figure out a non-stress way to get a gift for that special someone in your life? What you can do is figure out your finances. If you're married, if you're living together, things of that sort, figure out your finances. Figure out what you have in the bank. What do you have available to spend? Then you want to set a limit for one another. If you know that your finances are tight, excuse me, if you know that you're tight, set a budget. And so that way you can set a limit on a gift for one another. I know one of the persons probably will go over that limit set. However, you know, 9 out of 10, just set a limit. Stick to it as much as you can. That way, again, it cuts down on the stress of figuring out, well, what do I get my significant other, and what if I don't have the money to get them what they want? And definitely get a gift with meaning. If you know your significant other, if you know your spouse, your mate, then you know what kind of things they like. You know that they would prefer, if they don't like flowers, you wouldn't get them flowers. You know, just pay attention to the things they like, because sometimes it's not the gift as opposed to the meaning behind the gift. Another situation, your parents. Now, again, you might be married or living with someone, so you have to consider your parents along with their parents. So how much do you spend on the family? Definitely a topic of discussion that could cause some type of discord if you don't come to some type of agreement. What you want to do or a plan of action you might want to take is look at some past and present gift ideas. See what you've bought your family in the past, or what your mate or spouse have bought their family in the past with their parents. And then you might want to just scale back on that if your budget does not allow for it, if you can't spend big this Christmas. Or if you can, again, go set a specific plan, a limit, and say, well, we're going to get our family, we're going to spend this much on my family, and we're going to spend this much on your family or your parents. That way, again, everyone is equal, and then there's no stress. Another situation that may come up, maybe your siblings. Now, you may not be the only child, or your spouse or mate may not be the only child either, so therefore you have other brothers and sisters to consider, and they might have a situation where they have a larger family than you do. And, of course, funds are definitely tight. I did bring up in a previous show where Pollyanna could definitely be an option. If you have multiple siblings because you have two big families, Pollyanna, again, is a good option that you want to choose. That way, no one feels left out. Everyone gets a gift, but it takes the stress off of making sure that everyone gets a gift from you and that you have to spend all this money on everybody. But again, if you feel like that, you know, that your pockets are big enough to, you know, sustain, then you want to definitely get a gift list that's equal for all brothers and sisters on both sides. That way no one can say, well, they got this gift and it was bigger than mine, and you won't have that sibling rivalry. Or if you want, you and your spouse or mate can go out shopping together for your siblings. That way you can do it together. It's a together event. You'll know how much everyone is getting, and again, end some of that sibling rivalry. And last but not least, cannot forget about the kids. I think it always is a stressful situation when it comes to the kids. The dads, especially in a marriage, the dads, you know, just want to get the big things simple, quick and fast. The moms, we want to get everything on the Christmas list plus more, though we know we only have, you know, we only have 15 cents, but we have to make a dollar out of it. So, again, parents, girlfriend, boyfriends, if you're just living together, get together before you go out and start spending money separately. Get together and come up with a plan of action on what you're going to get for the kids. If you have kids on both sides, like nieces and nephews, and your kids as well, again, Pollyanna is a great thing that you can do between your nieces and nephews and the cousins Or if, again, you have that money to spend and you want to buy gifts for everyone, then, again, set a limit. And you don't want to do more than what their mother and father are going to do for them. So talk to their parents to make sure that you're not going above and beyond what their parents plan to do for the kids. And for your kids, definitely share that information with your sisters or with your sisters and brothers or the people that's buying your kids gifts, because you don't want them to try to outdo you either. That's the last thing you want, is for someone to buy your kids some big overalls, and that's what you wanted to do for them on Christmas, and then you're sitting there crying because you wanted to buy them the bib overalls. So just a couple situations that you might want to discuss with your significant other or your mate that can help cut down some holiday stress as far as gift giving is concerned. And again, keep in mind, Massages for Life grand opening, VIP opening January 21st, grand opening to the public January 22nd.
We got VIP passes to that grand opening, and we don't mind giving a few away. Hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll give away passes to the first few requests while supplies last.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah.
I'm rolling. I'm rolling. I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
Tim Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for joining us this evening. That's one of our favorites. I'm rolling. OD. I must say one of his God-given talents is comedy. He's crazy. OD, if you're listening, shout out to you. Thanks
funny.
For tuning in to us.
No doubt.
Yeah, we've been talking about
thanks for riding.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Togo.
No, I was just going to say we've been talking about God-given gifts and, you know, talents and, you know, what do you think your talent is and what can you work on if you are unemployed? I mean, even if you're not unemployed, you should still be trying to work on those talents and gifts to possibly become unemployed by someone else and become a business owner of your own. So,
certainly. Absolutely.
You just got to work
Killer
with
B's still hanging out. Go ahead. I'm sorry, CeeLo.
No, you're fine, darling. I was saying you just got to – the thing is, though, when you have, you know, that 9-to-5 or that, you know, that scheduled everyday job, it's hard to, you know, create a schedule around that. I mean, well, depending on what you do. I mean, like, I'll say I know when I was working, I worked anywhere from 40, 50 to 60 hours, you know, depending on how the week was. And the thing is that I couldn't schedule to do anything after work because I wasn't guaranteed that I could get there when I said I would be there or when I needed to be there. So, you know, it made it hard
pretty
much anything. Right.
Yeah.
My fixed schedule won't know fixed schedule.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, folks, the topic tonight has been, could unemployment be an opportunity to show off gifts and talents? And I think the answer to that is yes, but as just expressed, even, you know, employed people, you know, have an opportunity to show off gifts and talents. The question is, do you know the difference? You know, intellectual abilities, you know, what you're good at by nature, you know, or things that you've learned along the way and you've become really good at. You know, put those things to use for you. Again, I believe it, you know. A man's gifts, make it room for him. You know, all that really means is be independent, be self-sufficient. You know, be able to earn money and make things happen, you know, and not be dependent upon a company or a job. You know, be self-sufficient, be an entrepreneur. You know, make your gifts and talents work for you. Just a few minutes left in the show. Last-minute comments. Let's make our gifts and talents work for us. This is a Money Monday. Back on Wednesday, 10 p.m. Back on Friday, 10 p.m. Sunday, 7 p.m. TM Hyman Radio Live with the Angels. Live out of Charlotte. CeeLo. All the way live. Out of Newark, Delaware. We got Toya. All the way live. Out of Chesapeake, PA. E-day. And again, Killer B, thanks for riding, brother.
Yeah.
Last minute, Shaman. Shout out to Thomas.
Oh, well, thank you, well. I want to say, well, tomorrow is the release of Last Train, the Dirty Money. So go cop that. Again, in stores tomorrow, December 14th. And
that was
wanna...
Last Train in Paris.
Yeah,
it was cut off for some reason. Last Train in Paris.
Right.
You said it, but we didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, yes, Last Train to Paris is going to be released tomorrow, December 14th. That's the Dirty Money, and we're looking forward to that. And I want to thank everybody for riding with us, and we love you guys. Yeah, peace.
Live out of Charlotte, CeeLo. Much appreciated. Entertainment and National News. Didi, Toya, we're going to get some dirty money on before we get out of here.
I just want to say, again,
use unemployment as a vehicle, like we've been saying all night, use unemployment as a vehicle to definitely tap into your gifts and talent. I know you have a dream, so dream a big dream, but not only dream it, do whatever it needs, go get education and training so that you can fulfill the dream. Because it may not just be a dream, it may be your purpose, it may be your calling, it may be what you need in order for your gifts and talents to flourish.
Absolutely. All the way live out of Norfolk, Virginia tonight, by way of Chesapeake, VA, is Dee Dee, Health and Wellness. Massages for Life Grand Opening, VIP Party, Friday, January 21st. If you want a ticket, hit us up. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Tell you what you got.
Just take advantage of your, you know, your time off of work if you're unemployed. A lot of people don't know that you can really benefit, you know, from different schooling programs that the unemployment offices actually offer. I know at one time when one of the companies that I work for, our division shut down, I was actually able to go to nursing school and not just like, you know, a standard CNA certification, but, you know, for a registered nurse program. So, I mean, if you do your research, there's ways to actually go to school depending on what your field is. So, you know, like Dee Dee said, if you don't think you necessarily have a talent or gift that you want to work on, but you have a dream, use the resources that unemployment offers you, because there are a lot of different benefits out there that they're not going to make you aware of. But if you ask questions, there are a lot of things that you can actually take from being unemployed as far as schooling is concerned. So look at that.
If you have questions from any segment, you want to talk to CeeLo, you want to talk to Dee Dee, you want to talk to Toya, you got a question for the show, hit us up. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Thanks for riding us. Thanks for riding with us. Tired as hell.
Talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, real talk, 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 tal